Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on the rightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. GMA's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins. Coming to you from that once-forgotten artery that pulses through the center of the continental United States and into the heart of the Ozarks, Grace Matthews. Looking in from the northern border, our Canadian friend, along with his countrymen feeling the effects of U.S. political issues, Connor Murphy.
Welcome to Dueling Dialogues, episode 95. I'm a burnt and crispy Connor Murphy here with Grace Matthews. Hi, Grace. How you doing?
Better than you.
Yeah, hurts. It hurt to touch my face. Too much sun.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I'll live, though.
You have to be careful out there.
I'm not complaining. I am not complaining.
No, it could be snowing like
exactly.
It did all over.
Exactly. You know, six weeks ago, we kind of had snow in the forecast. So there you go.
Exactly. We had ice all winter.
Yeah.
It was terrible. I lost plants that I should have never lost, you know?
Yeah, that's...
Because we had so much ice. So.
Yeah, the winter before was like that. We lost a lot of plants as well. So, yeah, crazy. We got lots to talk about today. Lots in the news.
Oh, my gosh. It never ends. You know, you can't... Trump is never boring. You can't say that he's boring. You can't ever say that there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Because he keeps the news rolling just by being Trump.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have to do anything. With the Trump derangement syndrome and him doing the things he does, it keeps it all going.
Yeah.
On the move.
Yeah, for
well,
sure.
Well, you know, we were one of the first, I believe, that broke the news that there had been a spy in the Trump election camp during his campaign back in 2016.
Exactly.
Well, turns out, the word is, there might have been more than one.
Wow. No way.
Yeah. So we're kind of waiting for that person to be exposed. Most news agencies are not saying the name of the Cambridge professor that was the spy who was paid right at $1 million by the FBI for information that he gathered from the Trump campaign.
Wow. He was paid, like, extra, over and above.
Yeah, yeah. He's an American professor teaching at Cambridge over in the UK. So that's his day job. He has been used, apparently, several times by the FBI. Now, you know, they're suggesting that his name not be given out. I don't know why. I think that's kind of a ploy to make him seem important, like you're not divulging his, you know, undercover persona.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like he's been ousted. Still, there may be more than one. In fact, Nunes, the congressman, says that there was more than one. We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. Interesting.
You know, that would be bigger than Watergate. You know, having the FBI and the CIA, as well as the DOJ, all in cahoots to plant a spy for political purposes into the campaign team. That's huge. It's huger than Watergate.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's just wrong.
Well, that's kind of funny you would say that, because I saw the reverse happening on my Facebook newsfeed, where they were saying that the Russian collusion and all the evidence they have against Trump beats Watergate. So the Dems are trying to flip that around.
Well, and okay, so show it to us. Show us the money.
Exactly.
Show us the evidence.
So if there were spies planted for 2 years, show us some frickin' evidence.
Yeah, I mean, even a hint.
Exactly. 2 years and nothing. So
nothing, except the Dems, or I should say the FBI, DOJ, and the CIA looking terribly bad, the upper crust, the management, those in charge, the one we are supposed to trust the most, they behaved very badly. And we know that now. Yeah. You know, we still don't have anything on the Trump people that is worth anything. It's just not information. It's not. There's definitely not a smoking gun.
Yeah, definitely. No. I mean, you know, we would have heard something. Something would have, like, they're going to sit back on their heels if they had any evidence. Not going to happen.
Well, you know what? I'm with Professor Dershowitz at this point. Okay, you let Hillary off the hook, basically, at least so far. And I don't see them doing anything. Why don't you name a 911 style commission? This is Dershowitz's idea. And just investigate. You know, forget prosecution. Just investigate so we can make our laws, make our system to where this doesn't happen again.
Yeah. No kidding.
I think it's the best idea out there.
Well, I think the laws were in place. Look, Watergate happened, right?
True.
They're just, you know, they don't give a shit. They're going to do what the they want to do.
That's true. That's absolutely true. You know, Trump, of course, being Trump and high energy, shall we call him?
Yeah.
That's the nice way of saying it. Is absolutely going crazy over this. And I don't blame him.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to be spied on. I mean, you don't have to be doing anything wrong.
Right.
You don't want to be spied on. Trump says it's worse than Watergate. He says this could be the greatest political scandal in American history. And you know what I think? He's right.
Yeah, I would agree there. Absolutely.
It's just never ending.
No.
Who knows what we will, next time we get on the air, I can't even imagine what we'll be talking about.
Yeah.
That's how crazy it is.
I know.
You go to bed at night, you get up in the morning, and something you never thought could happen in the United States happens.
Yeah, and it's been like that for 2 years, pretty much.
It has.
Since Trump got on the scene.
Yeah. And he's actually accomplished a lot, considering.
Yeah.
He's playing a little bit of hardball this morning, I think, with Kim Jong-un.
Oh.
He says that they're in all likelihood the meeting will not take place. I think this is part of the art of the deal where he walks away from the table.
Not only
is he playing hardball with little Kim, he's playing a little bit of hardball with China.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's been rumblings out there that China has gotten behind his back, sent Kim stuff.
Of course they have.
One being oil. Now, part of the agreement was China wasn't going to send anything. And what's all wrapped up in this is these tariffs. The tariffs are wrapped up in the North Korean deal.
Right.
Then you got poor South Korea kind of stuck in the middle.
Pretty much, yeah.
President Moon is in D.C. as we speak, talking to Trump. I kind of think they're just at the mercy of everybody. Poor South Korea.
Yeah.
I mean, they're at China's mercy. They're at the United States. They're kind of at Japan's mercy. And a little bit at little Kim's.
Yeah, but they are South Korea. You know, they're still Korea.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And an agreement could mean everything to them financially. You know, who wants to sit on the same peninsula with little Kim and Nuke?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
And little Kim's acting like he didn't know what the phrase or the word denuclearization meant.
Yeah, it's more covering up his evidence. Is, you know, they're not dismantling anything. They're just covering evidence.
Yeah, he's a little fibber.
Yeah.
But Capitol Hill is crazy, and there's no mercy, as you well know. Paul Ryan is not going to run for re-election. He remains the Speaker of the House for the moment, because they would like to dethrone him now.
Yeah.
They want him to go ahead and leave this month so they can put someone else in place. They claim it will be better for midterm elections. I don't know why, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
There's something I'm missing there. But Paul Ryan says he's not going anywhere. My guess is he'll be gone by the end of the month.
Okay.
Because that's just how they work up there.
Yeah.
They want you gone, you're going to be gone one way or another.
Yeah.
I was very, very proud yesterday to watch Gina Haspel be confirmed as the new leader of the CIA.
Yeah, very cool. It's been a good week for women, because today Stacey Cunningham was also announced as the first president of the New York Stock Exchange.
Way to go.
Yeah. So, you know, I was excited about the Haspel thing. to you. I think that's great.
Yeah, well, and you know, she has worked very hard. She's the best person for the job, but not because she was a woman. You know, the fact that she was a woman made me proud, but only proud because she earned every bit of this promotion.
Yeah.
Not one bit of it is because she's a woman. She happens to be a woman.
And a tough woman, too.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. They said for 3 years, she, after 9-1-1, she basically bagged terrorists.
Wow.
I mean, she's awesome.
Yeah, cool.
She spent most of her 33-year career in covert.
Wow.
Working overseas. They respect her, both the men and women of the CIA, and I think it's fabulous. Fabulous. It brought tears to my eyes. It really did.
Rightly so. She's obviously in it for life. I mean, she's dedicated basically her entire life to the United States. So good on her, man. That's great.
Yeah. Her daddy was in the Air Force, so she was a military brat. She said she loved adventure and she loved the country.
Yeah.
And I believe that's true.
Awesome week.
Well, absolutely. Bart, talk about a voice from the past. Al Gore, he says we should terminate Trump's presidency on the grounds of ethical reasons.
Okay.
Does he not realize there's no law to do that?
Yeah, well.
I mean, ethical is kind of a gray area.
Yeah. For
what's
sure.
ethical to you and what's ethical to me, or what's definitely what's ethical to Al Gore, is a lot different than
us. For sure.
You know, he could fly around in his big plane and scream about global warming, but we're not supposed to do anything. We're not supposed to leave any footprints. He gets to leave them all.
Yeah, pretty much. You said it all right there.
What a jerk.
Yeah. Well, he did invent the internet, though. Or so he said.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. We can thank him for that, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes these politicians are just not very creative. They definitely steal each other's ideas. The Democrats are appearing for the midterms.
All right. Their
new motto is, of all things, drain the swamp.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
No, they said that Trump's made it a little muckier.
Right.
He's muddied it up, and so he didn't do at all what he said. So.
Yeah, like Bill and Hillary didn't muddy the waters themselves.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
well,
right.
You know, Chuck and Nancy are going to drain the swamp. If you give them the team, they need control of the Senate and the Congress.
Yeah. Well, Nancy hasn't done anything to date other than bore the hell out of the public when she does her speeches for 9 hours.
Well, she likes to hear herself talk.
That's pretty obvious. I mean, who could sit there and listen to Nancy Pelosi for 9 hours?
I don't know, but there are people that do, but I don't understand it.
Yeah. So, and I mean, she's never even, you know, brought forth any bills or anything. She hasn't done any change.
No, but they say she brings in the bucks.
Right. So great.
And she blackmails the members.
Well, there
the
you
bucks.
Go.
She,
yeah. So,
and, you
who's
know,
muddying the waters?
Exactly. Yeah. I know who's part of the swamp.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty swampy. But there's some, you know, she was actually, the other day, she was talking about MS-13 and about how Trump had called them animals. And when you think about what they've done, I think it was actually an insult to animals.
Yeah, the interesting thing is a lot of the people that were tweeting and posting on Facebook about that, actually, if you look back to 2016, they were calling Trump an animal, which is, you know, very, very hypocritical.
Yeah, that's interesting that you brought that up. I had kind of forgotten that.
Yeah.
You know, they did certainly, what was it my grandmother used to say? What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't believe that, though.
No, definitely not.
They live by their own set of rules. However, you have this sort of morality thing that the left is preaching lately. You know, Nancy, you know, all of us are God's children. Al Gore has ethics, and the Dems are going to drain the swamp. Now the Obamas have signed a multi-year contract with Netflix.
Yeah, which just goes to prove there is absolutely nothing good on television.
You're absolutely right. Their first project will be aired in 2019. It's going to be multiple projects, multiple platforms, but it's designed to promote empathy.
Yeah, multiple lies, multiple propaganda should be added in there. I'm sure we'll see lots of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
you know, empathy was what Barack Obama based his first campaign on.
Right, right. And basically Trudeau,
which came from
too.
The book, yeah, The Political Mind.
You
remember
bet.
We talked a lot about that, George Lakoff?
Yeah.
He brings up empathy, empathy, empathy.
You bet.
If you preach empathy, you will win elections. And it works. It's worked since the beginning of time.
It's like being in the call center business. The frontline staff is always told, oh, you got to have empathy for the customer. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. There's nothing more Canadian than that.
I'm sorry. That's right. Canadians are always sorry. But the moral authority doesn't stop there.
No.
The Pope has done a 180. He had told a homosexual the other day, God made you like this and loves you like this.
Wow. Mind blown right now.
First of all, I think it's awesome. Secondly, you know, what's happening? I mean, now,
yeah.
Prior to this, and I'm saying prior to this, he said he was thinking of stepping down. Now, before Benedictine, popes died, you know, during their reign.
Right.
Okay. If Pope Francis steps down and we name another pope, which I would hope would be Timothy Dolan, we would have three popes alive.
Yeah.
But I bet he is, because this was huge. And I just don't know if the entire church will stand behind a pope that, I don't want to say endorses homosexuality, but
recognize
that. He sort of did.
This is huge.
It's very huge. I think this isn't the end of the story. There's more here. I bet he will step down. Wow.
Yeah. Two things are shocking here to me. One, that the Pope even recognized homosexuality and saying a statement like God made him that way, that is freaking huge.
Yeah, see, that is huge.
Number two, I get the Pope's news from a Jew.
That's right, you
know. How bad of a Catholic
And then a Jew even cares about who's going to be Pope next, because I love Timothy Dolan. I mean, he was from St. Louis. He's now in New York. It's his time. He's just awesome.
But that's what makes you special, Grace, is that you recognize no matter what your likes, dislikes, what color your skin is, you just accept people for people. And that's why we love you.
Well, thank you. That was very sweet. That is very sweet. And, you know, we saw a lot of that in the royal wedding. I know you're not big on the whole royal thing.
No.
But, you know, this was awesome.
I heard it was.
He married someone that, gosh, you know, she came from meager means.
Right.
Meghan Markle. She is part African-American. Her family is a little less than stellar.
Yeah. For royal blood.
She's American. Yeah. I mean, she's also an American.
Yeah.
It was a fabulous marriage of acceptance.
See, I thought the big royal wedding was when Wayne Gretzky married Janet Jones. That's pretty Canadian to me, you know. And they did this on Victoria Day, long weekend, which is our Queen's kind of holiday. You know, the deal there is we give them millions of dollars per year and they give us a day off.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works. I'm not real positive on that. Don't call me on that. But, I think that could be.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, you guys do support the royal family.
Sort of. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. You know, yeah. I don't know anybody that personally actually watch the wedding.
I did.
Yeah, I know. See, there you go again. You know, yeah, you're not even in the Commonwealth, and here you are watching the royal wedding. Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of Canadian,
I
sent you a video a few days ago. What did you think of that?
I had so many emotions.
Yes.
I started out grossed out. Then I started out thinking it was like funny. And after that, I kind of felt sorry for the woman.
Yes, and nobody has a clue what we're talking about, but I'm just going to give you a warning. This show will have the most beeps in it of any other show we've ever done. So what had happened was a video got leaked from, it was a security video from a Tim Hortons, which is a huge coffee shop, kind of fast food place in Canada. And it shows a woman arguing with a Tim Hortons employee at a till, and she grabs a bunch of napkins, steps a few steps back, It's on the floor, picks it up, and tosses it at the employees.
And you know what? I have to say this, and I know it's not politically correct, but when someone's telling you this, you think this is a gross woman, probably, you know, looks like a streetwalker. She's really cute.
Yeah, she didn't look too much like a crackhead or anything, you know?
No. This is, like, unexpected. This is not a person you would expect this to happen. Not that you would really expect it anyway, but...
No.
She doesn't fit the profile.
No. And I believe that she was asking to use the bathroom. They obviously are in a location that has a drug problem, so you have to ask for the key to go to the bathroom. For whatever reason, the employee maybe thought she was a crackhead. I don't know. Maybe she is. Don't know.
Sure.
But he refused her, I believe. And, you know, she took matters into her own hands, so to speak.
Well, she grabbed some napkins and wiped.
Yeah. She was cleaning. Anyway, she also threw those at the employees as well. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I think one of the funniest things was the headline that read, "Woman furiously shits on floor of Tim Hortons and throws it at employees." Furiously shits. Wow. I didn't know there was such a thing. Excuse me, Grace. I got to go furiously shit.
Oh, my God. She was furious.
Yeah. So she got busted in the parking lot, which is not surprising. It is a donut shop, after all. So the cops must have been right there. And they busted her with biological substances used as a weapon.
Oh, my gosh.
Obviously, Canada does not have a shit-tossing law. So,
you know, and I'm surprised. You know,
yeah. Well,
oh my gosh, it's iconic.
Absolutely. Like, you know, maybe some people out there maybe wanted to do that at one time or another, but nobody has the balls to do something like that.
Oh my gosh.
You got to agree, it was the most weirdest thing you've ever seen.
Oh, yes. We do agree on that. And we don't always agree, but life's a journey for sure. And we're all in this together. Remember, do not become anyone's victim. Thanks for listening. Godspeed, Connor, and Godspeed to all of our friends out there.
Godspeed, Grace, and thanks for listening.
Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on the rightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. Gma's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins.